Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
So let's get started with these ALA Use Book Awards. Seems like every year there's a theme, right? What do you see this year?
Well, I think it's fair to say identity and belonging are definitely front and center. Like, the first state of being, it won the Newbery.
That's the one about the Filipino-American experience, right? Historical fiction.
Exactly. And then you've got the Caldecott winner, Chooch Helped. It's all about Cherokee culture and community. Really vibrant illustrations, too.
These books could be good conversation starters with the kids, you know, talking about different cultures and perspectives.
For sure. And how those stories connect to their own identity. Even the Prince Award winner, Brownstone, kind of plays with those themes.
Oh, right. Brownstone, the graphic novel.
Yeah. It's set in the city, so it explores self-discovery and community in that context.
Speaking of different ways to connect, we've got the Schneider Family Book Awards, too, right? Those focus on the disability experience.
Mm-hmm. This year's winners are A Little Like Magic, Popcorn, and Chronically Dolores. Each one tackles those themes in a unique way.
That's a good point. Each one is unique. And it gives kids a chance to think about empathy, right?
Definitely. It's important for them to see themselves represented in books, but also to learn about others who are different from them.
It reminds me of Carol Boston Weatherford. She won the Children's Literacy Legacy Award.
Oh, I love her work. She's got some really powerful books. Unspeakable, The Tulsa Race Massacre, for one. Box, too.
Those are definitely heavier topics.
Yeah.
But they introduce kids to important moments in history.
Right, and the importance of hearing diverse voices. It makes you think about the past and how it connects to today.
Now for something completely different. The Juice also featured a story about a bride finding her wedding dress at a thrift store. For like $25.
Yeah, Julia Stern Weber. Such a feel-good story. It shows that value doesn't always have to come with a high price tag.
I bet a lot of parents are using that one to talk about sustainability and mindful shopping, especially with their teens.
Makes you think, especially when you consider that the average wedding dress costs, what, $2,000? Really challenges our ideas about value.
And speaking of things that make you think, there's all this talk about screen time these days. Especially for kids.
It's a valid concern. And even The Juice being an app is part of that conversation. We have to think about the good and the bad.
It's a tough one, isn't it? How do we encourage healthy habits with technology?
Right. And still let kids benefit from, you know, the educational and fun parts of it. It's a balance for sure. And every kid is different.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. The Juice also covered the Trump administration's push to increase deportations, a pretty big jump compared to the Biden years.
Yeah, Trump's campaign promised to deport all 11 million undocumented immigrants. It's definitely causing anxiety.
This is a really complex issue. There are a lot of strong feelings about it.
Absolutely. And you can't forget the economic side of it either. American farmers rely on immigrant labor. What happens if there's a labor shortage?
It really shows how interconnected everything is, doesn't it? Politics, economics, human rights, it all ties together.
Even globally. Remember when Colombia refused deportation flights? They wanted the U.S. to guarantee humane treatment for migrants.
Right, and then Trump put tariffs on Colombian exports.
Mm.
Complicated situation.
For sure. This news brings up a lot of important points. Immigration policies, the economy, human rights. It's definitely something to talk about, even with kids.
Okay, on to something a little lighter. We've got the quote of the day from Ayn Rand. She said, "If you don't know, the thing to do is not to get scared, but to learn."
Rand, with her whole objectivism philosophy, you know, reason, individual achievement, yeah. It's definitely a perspective that could get people talking.
It's a good reminder for kids and adults to face the unknown with curiosity, not fear.
Yeah, and it brings up questions about, well, the balance between individual responsibility and looking out for each other. How do we encourage self-reliance and, you know, a sense of community at the same time?
The Juice also had a piece about the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East.
And some Palestinians are finally going back home to Gaza. It's a step towards peace, but a fragile one, to be sure.
It's tough because the conflict isn't really over, is it? There's still tension in the West Bank, not to mention what's going on in Lebanon and Syria.
And the fact that Hamas has to release Israeli hostages, some confirmed dead, just underscores how deeply rooted this conflict is. It's a long road ahead.
It's a reminder of the impact war has on people's lives, isn't it? and how hard it is to rebuild after all that.
Absolutely. It opens up a chance to talk about empathy and resilience and the challenges of making peace.
And finally, the Juice reported on the wildfires in Brazil. The Amazon rainforest lost an area about the size of Italy in 2024 alone.
79% increase from last year. It's a huge loss. Drought, climate change, it's all playing a role.
And people, too. Farmers clearing land are making it worse. It's a stark reminder of how our actions affect the environment.
And it makes you worry about the rainforest's ability to recover. It's so important for regulating the global climate. These fires are putting a huge strain on it.
It's a call to action, isn't it? Time to talk about environmental responsibility and what we can all do.
Yeah, protecting the planet is something we need to take seriously. What happens in one place affects everyone. It's all connected.
Wow. It's like we've gone all over the map with the Juice today. Award-winning books, positive news, and then some pretty serious world events, too. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. And to all our listeners, keep those conversations going. Until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.